Good morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry, and I am glad that you are here joining with me today for a nice cup, hot cup of Joe, or in my case today, I'm having a hot cup of Earl Grey tea because I am out of coffee cups in my coffee cup jar. but the tea is really good anyway. Well, today is Wednesday, the 25th of October, 2023, and it's still dark outside, but might as well expect that. We're getting closer and closer to winter, so it's going to be that way until the time change. I guess we'll have a little bit of difference with that. Well, I am on a tight schedule this morning, so I'm going to jump right into things, and excuse me, God, clear my throat a little. Came across this in my Facebook feed, and I was reading it, and it was like, yep, this is definitely true. And let's see, you know, let's talk about this thing a little bit. It's addressed to teenagers, but if you have ever been a teenager, I think it applies to you also. In other words, it applies to everybody, but it's addressed to them. So here's what it says. A Harvard study found that 99% of your success depends upon one thing, who you associate with. You may not realize it, but you're like a chameleon. You can and will absorb the attitudes, opinions, and behaviors of those you choose to spend the most time with. If you spend time with winners and positive thinkers, you'll start to become like them. If you spend time with negative underachievers, and you'll become like them. Choose your friends wisely. Well, I don't know the study they are talking about, and 99% of your success depends upon this one thing may be a little bit of an exaggeration. But there is a strong truth, and that is, who you spend time with, you will start emulating, you will start displaying those same traits. You will pick them up, because this thing that they call being like a chameleon, you know, whatever the chameleon is sitting on, it changes to that color. People are very much that way in a very positive way. We're social creatures, so what you spend, you know, the people you spend time around, you adapt to them as, you could say, as a survival mechanism, but you can also just simply say as a get-along mechanism. You know, if you're around a group of people, unless you're, you know, extremely antisocial and argumentative and that kind of way, you're going to start adopting. You're going, you know, adopting what they think, what they say, how they behave. Think about this at places where you have worked, where you interacted with people. Did you find yourself, if you were not a real strong, bold personality, do you find yourself starting to kind of fit into their way? Yeah, of course you do. I do too. We all do. You know, when you were, you know, if you have children, did you want them to play with the good kids at school or the bad kids at school? Well, of course you wanted them to play with the good kids at school. Why? Because if they play with the bad kids at school, guess what? They may fall into those kinds of behaviors and attitudes. You know, what is it that, you know, you surround yourself with as an adult? What is it? Who are the people? And what is the thinking that you surround yourself with? You know, if you take on a particular, let's say with like reading, maybe, you know, a person is an avid reader. Well, what are they choosing to read? Reading is a very intimate activity, and it's very, very easy to adopt what you're reading. There was an interesting article that was written. Oh gosh, it came out several years ago, but it was written by a person who was very much a liberal activist journalism student, and one of the things for the place where he was working, or she, I don't remember whether it was a, I think it was a guy, was the thing that this person was to do was to listen to the Rush Limbaugh program every day and make notes of the different claims and then do fact-checking to prove Rush Limbaugh was a lying windbag. And as the person was listening to the show for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, 15 hours a week, his opinions changed, and he wound up changing his whole political viewpoint and left that particular job or internship or whatever it actually was. He had converted from being a liberal to a conservative. And I find that as a humorous example, because that's what we do. Like, you know, with whether it's reading, which is, you know, intimate, what you choose to read, you start adopting those thoughts, whether it's good or bad. You know, that's a thing that we have to think about with our children and with ourselves. What's the television or what's the YouTube stuff that we spend time with? Who are the people that we spend time with? We need to evaluate and think about these things because it does make a difference in our lives. You know, if you find yourself with some negative traits that's starting to cause problems, stop and pause and look around your social circle. Look around what kind of media you're consuming. Do you see it in the social circle? Do you see it in the media? If you do, maybe you want to reevaluate, you know, what you're exposing yourself to and make conscious choices about better things to, you know, to watch, to listen to read, or people that are doing the things and showing the attitudes that you want to embrace and develop. All right. Well, that's it for today. You have yourselves a good one, and we will catch you next time for a cup of coffee and whatever else we find to talk about. Have a great day. Bye.